Coming up this week on the Course of Life podcast, it is week four of golf's return. We're recapping Bryson's dominating and very controversial week as well, surrounding his win at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Plus, we're giving out some podcast exclusive tips and picks for this week's Workday Charity Open, the first of two tournaments at Memorial. And we're getting into the hot dog eating contest, ice cream trucks, and Matthew Wolf, some of our new travel content as well, another randomness in sports and our lives, plus a Hamilton review. And this week's guest is my guy, Justin, aka Tiger Hoods. He's a hip hop artist that raps about golfing and his game. Really cool looking at how he writes and creates his song. Very creative guy. And we pitch him some ideas as well. But it's all brought to you by our friends at Planeswing, who are proudly sponsored by the world's number one golf swing trader. It's used in over 80 countries and counting, used by everyone from beginners like you and I to Bryson and Dustin Johnson and PGA Tour winners. Planeswing enhances communication between coach and student to facilitate rapid improvement. It helps a golfer understand the biomechanics of the body in relation to the golf swing. Repetition is key, and Planeswing allows you to feel that proper movement unlike anything else. The unique weighted power slider comes with each Planeswing. It's your new golf fitness tool. It strengthens your golf muscles and builds your core. It's a crucial motor skill change, often referred to as muscle memory. I wish I had some more of that, and Planeswing allows you to develop more muscle memory and a repeatable motion in your golf swing. So Planeswing has got three different packages depending on your level of interest, and even a play and swing type deal for the kids so they can start off right as well. You can check out planeswing.com, learn more about their products. You can sign up for a free exclusive instructional video and join the Planeswing revolution on your path to better shots and lower scores. Again, that is planeswing.com. Check them out today.
Webs, and welcome to Course of Life, presented by Desert Fox Golf, Groovit Golf, and Quantix Golf, and our newest partners at Planeswing. I'm Michael, he's Alex, and Alex, Beefy Bryson muscled his way to another victory.
Yes, he
well,
did.
His first victory of the year as truly Beefy Bryson. He did it with a little bit of controversy over the course of the week, but definitely was dominant at the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I had a little hot mic stream on Sunday afternoon where we watched it all unfold. This whole week was very interesting because, like, for the last 3 weeks, we've been seeing him put it together. Everyone's already kind of been wowed by his drives, but now we're wondering, like, is he going to put this together and win a tournament? It's clear that he can consistently put himself into contention with this new swing, this bulked up attitude towards hitting it as far as possible, as far as the planet Earth will let him hit it, basically. And he put it all together on Sunday, and you saw it, just absolutely blistering drives that finished birdieing 16, what was it, birdieing 17, and then the 367 yard drive at 18 stuffs the wedge, birdies 18, just a huge exclamation point on top of, like you mentioned, a week that had some very interesting controversy on Saturday as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that controversy Saturday with Bryson. We talked about it during our hot mic stream, if anyone else saw it as well on Saturday. So he went into a bunker.
Yeah, right? had a little bit of an on episode, Saturday. A little mini meltdown on the seventh hole, I think. Yeah.
You know, you're allowed to have poor play. We all have it. It's all right.
Right. And as you know, from the production standpoint, what is the cameraman behind the green? When the players are around the green, what's the cameraman doing? It's a very simple answer.
Filming everything. Especially if a player is having a meltdown, that camera is glued to you.
It's the best TV. That's why he's doing his job in that spot that he is. And for some reason, at that moment, despite how well Bryson was playing all week, he took extreme offense to it, went over to the cameraman after he put it out on the seventh hole and had what writers were seeing. It wasn't officially on camera, but a very heated, contentious discussion basically surrounding Bryson was upset that the cameraman was just filming him too much and for too long, and just a bunch of just kind of get out of my face, don't bother me. And it was a very, very strange vibe for Bryson to give off after Saturday's round, and it just went into a tailspin on social media after that, and he really got blistered for it.
Yeah, and he continued to say that it damaged his personal brand, that cameras shouldn't be following players when they're playing poorly. And it's like, I'm sorry, you're playing a professional sport, you're a professional athlete in one of the marquee leagues in the world, and you're upset that you played poorly and a camera captured you? Are you new to this?
It's been playing on tour for years with getting thousands of fans there. It's so funny. It's almost as if there were like no fans, so like he saw it even more, and he could actually lock in like, wow, that cameraman's really following me. I never noticed that. Well, yes, Bryson. I mean, they do that all day, every day. It's their job.
Yeah. You know, I said it yesterday. I'm going to say it again. If he's really that upset over a camera following him, he needs to call Tiger Woods and talk to Tiger about what it's like to have a camera following him all the time.
Seriously, he does not know. He's going to start to learn the half of it, but right now he doesn't know the half of it in terms of the type of like surrounding and the throng of media members he could have on a day-to-day basis following him around. So we'll see if he gets that treatment. I think he is. I think this means the camera's now double down, mm-hmm. and we now follow him twice as hard because we want to see this play out on camera now and see if he really has the guts to actually say this in front of everyone.
I'll tell you what's not going to happen, which I think something we'd all like to help play out his slow play when he's taking forever over a putt or a chip shot is he's never going to get mic'd up now. So we're never going to hear what he's talking about.
We're going to rely on those boom mics. But regardless, the bottom line is Bryson kind of painted himself into a really bad corner. It was not a great look for his personality. He's one of those guys where you just straight up, you're just bothered by him. You can't deal with him. I've been trying to deal and latch on to him so hard, but he is just so insufferable in moments like this. He makes it really, really hard. But dang, Mike, those drives are so cool. It's a weird dichotomy going on with him.
Yeah, it's just weird. Let's talk about some of the other things that went on during the tournament. Not that we saw much of anything else during the broadcast on Sunday. It seemed to just be showing Beefy Bryson, Matthew Wolff, the like one or two shots from Kevin Kisner, who finished second.
Yes. ended up totally being a member because we basically like signed off and Matt Wolff had that birdie barrage to get himself in a second. I think Kisner finished third, but the bottom line is that they were just super limited with who they were showing outside of Bryson and Matt Wolff, like Ryan Armour, Seamus Power, who we learned about. Like, I can't really name any other golfers I saw all day on Sunday. It was an interesting move by CBS. I know they wanted to kind of lock into the Bryson storyline, but would have loved to see more out there. Again, there's no fans at these tournaments, CBS. So like, just get us a little bit more. Give us a little bit idea of the rest of the field and what's going on.
Yeah, again, we know that they're using a limited crew, but it seems like they have maybe four or five cameras out there on the course right now. Maybe that is how many they have. I don't know, but it seems like they're not capturing anything other than the leader right now.
Yeah, one of the audio highlights I do have to highlight has to do with Matthew Wolff. He came up too little too late, had a bad front nine, rallied on the back nine to finish second. But one of the things that he was spawned on by, not fans cheering from their houses, Mike, he had a very good luck roll with the ice cream truck all week at Detroit Golf Club. There was a random ice cream truck that kept going around the perimeter of the course, and it seemed to stop near where Matthew Wolff was golfing on like either the fourth or fifth hole. And he was quoted all week saying, for some reason, I just kept hearing this ice cream truck. And every time I heard this ice cream truck, I just kept making putts. There's just putts rolling in left and right. So of all the things that were good juju this week, I was not expecting an ice cream truck to make the headlines, but here we are, Mike. It's 2020, right?
Yeah, whatever makes you play better, that's fine with it. You know, maybe what he needs to do is start paying someone to drive around an ice cream truck when he's playing so he can hear it in the background give him a little extra bit.
You said it yesterday in the stream. What's that catchy ice cream song jingle again?
It's Scott Joplin, Ragtime Jazz, I think it is, if I'm correct. So it's da 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 da.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thanks for putting that back in my brain. I appreciate that.
I'm not doing that again. So that's twice now in 2 days. I'm not doing that again.
Matt Wolff, too little too late, though. Second place finish for him. Kisner third. So yeah, Bryson gets that win in a big, like, F you win. He really shoved it in all of our faces, especially after everything that happened on Saturday. We still kind of think ill will towards him and his behavior on the course, but damn, the way he is hitting the ball, it's got a lot of people kind of rethinking the way they play the game, which is definitely a revolutionary thing to say at this point in time.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So let's move on to some other tidbits and things that we're talking about before we get into next weekend's tournament and a couple of your exclusive podcast picks. First is we have a giveaway that we're doing, an On Point 3D ball marker, which is just pretty incredible little tool. We see a lot of little gadgets, and this thing's pretty awesome.
It is. Shout out to OnPoint. They sent us those, and we're going to do a little fun little contest right here, right now for our listeners. Yeah. Pretty straightforward. All you got to do is follow our Instagram page. It's at COL Podcast. We're going to put up a post there in the next probably 24, 48 hours. You'll see it up there. Just throw a comment on it with your guess to this trivia question, and we'll pick a winner for whoever's closest and send you guys a 3D ball marker. It's a really cool product endorsed by Jim Furyk, and I like the look of it. I'm going to try it out this week on the course and give you my review. Yeah. But nonetheless, this week's trivia question, very straightforward. The Players' Championship, it's the most lucrative event on tour. That means they give away more money at that tour event than any other golf tournament all year. The trivia question is, who can get closest? What is the total purse for the players? The total purse, total amount they're giving away to every single person, prize. Not just the winner.
Yeah. So
And to keep in mind, the winner of the players gets right around $2 million.
It's insane.
So I'm guessing here, I'm guessing 10 mil.
Yeah, that's you started at 8, you're up 10. Do you want to go any further, or are you good there?
No, I'm going to stay at 10. I don't know if I don't know. I'm going to stay at 10.
Exactly. This is encouraged, too. If you can get down to the penny, I'll be all the more impressed. You know, I'll call up my local accountants and get the calculator out and everything like that. So whoever is closest, again, at COL Podcast on Instagram, check out the post, like it, give your comment, and let us know your guess for the total purse of the Players' Championship. Close to wins, and we'll hit you up at the 3D ball marker. So,
Why not? Yeah. So let's talk about next week. They're going to Memorial. They're going to be there for 2 weeks, and the second week they'll have fans. We'll talk about that more next week and what that experience is going to be like. But it's a Workday Charity Open is the first one at Memorial this next weekend. What do you like right now as you're looking ahead?
I'm kind of thinking a little classic. It's early in the week. We're recording a little earlier in the week than we normally do. But nonetheless, I still have all my picks on Twitter at Course of Life One. A couple I'll give you are just kind of some old familiars. Guys that have had spots of brilliance. We know their names very well, and they have decent history at Memorial in general. I'm starting with Phil, just because I know he hasn't been fantastic for an entire tournament yet this year. But I think there's going to be some good odds on Mickelson, so watch out for him in the next couple days. He is in the field. And then
is Phil going to be wearing jogger pants and aviator sunglasses? Okay. Because if so, I want him to win if he's sporting that look again.
Fair question. Let's send him a tweet and ask him what his plans are wardrobe-wise, because that might be the deciding factor as to whether
I want him doing that. I want him chewing gum. I want him full.
His CBD gum.
He's
so inventive, that guy. God, what a young 50-year-old he is. And then Jordan Spieth was the other guy I liked too. You know, again, we've just been struggling to see that form for him for four rounds. I'm wondering if maybe kind of getting back to the comfort of a course he's familiar at and has had some success at previously could help him. Those are guys that like normally would be super low odds back in the day, 3, 4, 5 years ago. But because of their recent play, you could get some good value on them. I'm going to be looking for a lot of that this week because this is a course with familiarity. It's going to be funny seeing the same venue 2 weeks in a row. It's very unique for the PGA Tour, but I appreciate what they're doing, kind of staying put in Ohio for a couple weeks. They've had a pretty solid week in terms of corralling the positive coronavirus tests within the tour bubble. Hopefully we can continue some of that momentum, and I'm going to enjoy seeing Memorial for a couple weeks. Should be fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And we'll talk all about it next week, as well as looking at what it'll be like with fans in the crowd.
Oh my God, yeah, it's a weird thought.
It's going to be interesting. Let's move over to some socially distant content, what we're calling now, formerly known as quarantine content, because quarantines are over, but they might be coming back. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about something both of us watched. I think both of us watched it last night after the golf. Everyone, I think, has watched it this weekend. Yeah. Hamilton.
Not something I ever thought I would sit and spend a night watching. I always thought it was one of those things where, because it's like a white whale Broadway show, where it's come to different cities outside of New York and whatnot. Yep. Like we did the lottery where you tried to win the tickets to see it here in Austin, never got the chance to go see because it was just so freaking popular. And they finally put it out now and it's on Disney Plus.
And it's got the entire original cast. It's filmed back in 2016 over the course of a couple days. And it is literally the Broadway show. It is the entire Broadway show.
I appreciated that. I was wondering if they were going to have like all the actual cast, and they did all the faces that I recognize. Not having being someone who's seen Hamilton, I recognize the faces of the main characters. Obviously, yes. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Aaron, the guy who played Aaron Burr, and everyone else. The one takeaway for me, Mike, you know I'm not a big Broadway guy. You know I'm not a big musical guy. But goddamn, I am a hip-hop guy, and I respect the craft of rap. We're going to have a guest on this week who also respects the craft of rapping. And yes. goddamn, there is some amazing rapping in this movie. No joke. Like, for people that might throw people off, like, if you really haven't looked beyond the surface level of what Hamilton is, it is like 2.5 hours of like some really amazing rap. Dead serious.
It is. I will say, I didn't know going into it that it was an actual operetta. So there's no talking through this thing. It's entirely
that did
in
throw
song.
Me off a little bit, admittedly.
Yeah. That's the only other operetta I've really ever seen was Rent. And I honestly didn't like Rent that much. I did really enjoy Hamilton, and the rap throughout it was fantastic. This kind of fan fiction storytelling of the life of Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, and the punchlines, the way it delivers, and they slow down their cadence to the end of a line so you can actually hear the effect of words and the enunciation. There is a ton of skill put into just that aspect of the show, let alone the fact that they're acting and conducting a play on top of the lyrics in itself.
Yes. It was certainly just incredible to watch. And the choreography throughout it as well, they had a rotating stage.
They did,
which just allowed for some really incredible choreography on stage to really kind of make it feel like you weren't just looking at a box on stage, all it is. So,
and I know what you appreciate is shout out to like the light guys in the back too, because like the timing of spotlights to hit certain points of scenes in a live production
rehearsal.
I know you guys practice that, but for the outside observer, it's uncanny how good the timing can be behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. If you haven't seen Hamilton yet, I certainly encourage it.
Yeah, I was just chilling, like playing some video games on the side, watching with my wife, but I was pretty entertained the whole time. Again, it was fun.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. Let's talk about our book club, because we are without a book at present.
In between. So we just finished The Big Miss, the Hank Haney Tiger Woods story. Hit us up with suggestions on Twitter, Instagram at MWRINC, or myself at Course of Life 1. We've had a few ideas that we're toying around with, just taking a little bit of a lull before we get into one more book. We're in pop politics, so we're going to get back to all that craziness going on in the world, maybe when debate season happens, because I know you and I love the debate season. That's something that anyone can just kind of get around. We don't have to get too political with that. But for the meantime, we will get into probably one more book later this summer. So if anyone's got any suggestions, feel free to fire them away at us. We're all ears.
Excellent. Let's get into this week's guest. Alex, you had the chance to chat with rapper Nick Moody recently, a couple episodes ago, but this is our first golf rapper who's going to be on the show.
Golf rapper, rap golfer. I don't know. You know, so he calls himself the best rap golfer in Texas. I don't know, what do you prefer, rap golfer or golf rapper? What rolls off the tongue?
I'm indifferent.
Yeah, let's go with rap golfer. Let's go with Justin. Okay. Yeah, aka Tiger Hood. See, he's the man. It was a great conversation. It was really, really cool to have him on, and talent just ringing through. And we'll get some of his music on the podcast as well.
Yes, indeed. But first, we want to let you know this conversation is brought to you by Groove It Golf, makers of the sold out Groove It Brush. But even though demand was so high and they sold out, you can back order it now.
The wait
and
list.
It's pretty awesome. Get on the wait list, because this is not your average brush. This has got either water or a cleaning solution inside of it that you can spray onto your club head. And it's got magnets on it, so you can pop it off your bag when you're walking over to your shot. So if you got, you know, cart path only, and you want to take that over with you, because you know your grooves are going to get messy during your practice swings, you can clean it off. And those bristles have a 3-year bristle guarantee. So if you wear them out, send it back, you'll get a free replacement. That's incredible reliability that they're offering.
Definitely.
So prepare to be amazed with the consistency and control the clean grooves will give you using your existing golf clubs with the Groove It. You'll get the spin trajectory and consistency you're looking for. So head on over to grooveitbrush.com and get on the wait list so you can get your Groove It brush and be able to play better.
Next up on the tee, he's putting on for the state of Texas, known as a rapping golfer, putting out some really creative content across social media as well. We have Justin, aka Tiger Hoods, joining the Course of Life. Justin, how's it going, my man?
Man, what's up? This is crazy. This is gonna be fun right here.
Definitely. It's good to have you on. I found you on IG. I love the content you're putting out. I appreciate the raps as well, too. As a lifelong golfer who's been into hip hop as well, I love the contrast and how you bring both together. But let's talk about the background first. And first off, let's start on the golf side. How long have you been playing golf, and what's like your first memories of picking up a club?
Man, I've been playing golf since I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. I remember my grandpa buying my first set off of eBay. He used to get together and play with some guys that he worked with. He used to work for Goodyear. And so, and my grandpa, he's the one who raised me. So everything he did, I always wanted to do. So when he picked up a golf club, I picked up one too. And just so happened, I happened to have a gift for it.
Nice, nice. Is that the same grandpa that we saw in some videos on IG? Because if so, we'll
go. He's the one who's been in the trees, yep.
Okay, well, we'll see him later, but good to know he was the inspiration. And now the next question is obviously, so when did you get into hip-hop and first have the idea to maybe start rapping? Not necessarily Tiger Hoods, but just music in general. Kind of what were you drawn to hip-hop as a kid?
Man, I've always listened to rap music ever since I was a little kid. Like growing up as a kid with my dad, like in Houston and stuff like that, we always listened to DJ Screw and like all the old school music like that. And I have an old soul, so I prefer old school music as well, but I've always listened to it. And as far as like getting into like the music part, like, man, ever since I was in high school, everybody always knew me in high school for I could be able to freestyle really, really good. And they'd always hype me up and be like, hey, man, do a freestyle. Like after a football game.
That's a good talent in high school for sure. I appreciate that. Yeah. Makes you popular, so.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. So I guess putting those two together, let's talk about Tiger for a moment. No, Tiger Woods, he's a part of your name and brand. Obviously, growing up as a kid myself in the 90s and 2000s, I idolized him and everything he did. He like a god to me. Well, what were your first memories of watching Tiger specifically? You know, at what age did you see him on TV and be like, whoa, this is the dude, you know?
Man, I can't even put an actual date on like remembering Tiger Woods. It's just like I've always wanted to be like him since I picked up a golf club. And I have a real bad, like, I guess you can say it's my OCD-ness, where like I just have to perfect whatever I do. I mean, I play college football at SMU, all that type of stuff. So like if I do something, I give it 100% effort. Music, same thing. And so, I mean, I can't even remember when, but I knew from the time I teed up my first golf ball, I knew I wanted to be just like him, and then at some point better than him.
Very cool. Very cool. So let's get into how everything got created in terms of Tiger Hood, the persona. You mentioned before we hop on, you know, you started off the IG account just playing golf and just being a golfer, getting out there as much as you can. What inspired the idea for Tiger Hood specifically?
Okay, so I started out with my regular golf account, and I mean, everybody in Fort Worth, like around Fossil Creek area, they all pretty well know who I am and stuff like that. And they know me for my golf skills. So I started like posting videos of me at the range and stuff like that. And then one day I was like, man, I'm really good at writing music and stuff like that. So I'm going to try. I'm going to put the golf with the rap and see what happens. And it just so happened. Like I dropped the freestyle, like the very first one I ever dropped. And it did like almost 700 views on Instagram. Like the very first one I dropped. And that was just a test. I didn't even put like half the energy I did in like these songs that I've been doing now.
Very cool. Yeah. And we're going to play a couple of them in the latter half of this episode for everyone who's listening right now. So you can get a taste for what he's able to produce with these golf themed raps. And let's get into some lyrics real quick, because there's one that caught me. You quote a few different shots that you're able to hit in one of your songs. You mentioned the draw, the power fade, and the tiger stinger, which is a shot we love talking about on this podcast. The stinger is that low line drive. It's like head high. It's one of the coolest shots in the game. How's your stinger these days? Do you have what are you working on there?
All you got to do is go look on my Instagram. Go look on my Instagram. You'll see all the tiger stingers I hit and like all the little stingers I hit from out of the trees. Because some days I do tend to find myself over there quite often.
Yes, I love that. I was going to mention that too. You and I have a similar theme going, is that we always joke with our friends is that we're great from out of the woods because we got a lot of practice in there, unfortunately. We spent way too much time in there. You know?
Yeah, as a kid, I didn't have any control. So like I always had a bad slice. So I know everything and some about being over in the woods, especially on the right-hand side of the golf course.
Good stuff. Hey, real quick, you mentioned the football career at SMU. Is that current right now, or did you play there previously?
I played there previously, like in 2018.
Nice. That program's definitely gone through a lot, but it's for sure on the rise.
I was there with Coach Sonny Dykes.
Nice. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, man. Oh, once in a lifetime. Most definitely. It was great. If I could go back, I would.
Nice. We're sticking to golf right now. So again, it's tiger.hoods.903. That's the area code where you're from. Shout out Tyler, Texas. Let's talk about Tiger Hoods and the process of writing these raps. So the thing that's tricky about golf, and everyone who's out there who's a golfer knows this is listening, is there's a lot of very specific terms and words in golf. I can imagine they're kind of tricky to work into the raps, but tell us kind of what goes into writing the raps and what that process is like for you.
Some days I pull up to the studio and we just cut on a beat and I go like the Tiger Hoods freestyle. Sometimes when I got some stuff on my heart, that's what I really do it for. Sometimes I go through things. Sometimes I'm just in a certain mood that I got to get it out. I don't really talk to people about my problems. So this is how I release. So that's what I do. And it just takes me anywhere from 15 minutes to as long as the song is 2 minutes, but it don't take me long at all. It's natural because I'm so good at freestyling. I can just go and it's over with that fast.
So what percent of your raps would you say are like freestyle and you come up with on the spot versus what you're actually putting like pen and paper?
My number one song, Golf Cart, freestyle that bad boy.
Nothing. Wow. Okay. Dang, we're going to play that one at the end, and we're going to get to Gatorade Sipper as well. Those are two of my favorites, so we'll get those in on this episode.
Gatorade
as well
Sipper, that's Gatorade Sipper, I made that song in 15 minutes on the freeway to the studio.
Damn, okay, so you're making these all in 15 minutes. I'm looking forward to seeing if you're going to put some real time into these tracks, who knows where you could go with this music. Tell me kind of what else is upcoming. You know, you've got these songs on YouTube, IG, and whatnot, but talk a little bit about music maybe that we can look forward to, or what are some of your next ideas for golf rap?
Man, I've been in the studio, like, pretty hefty, especially, like, this past week. I got a bunch of songs that like a bunch of beats that already been prepared. I just got to go and record over them. Like I got this one song. This is my first interview ever as far as my music stuff. So I'll tell y'all, this is my first one. I drop a little nugget. I got a song coming out that is going to be 10 times harder than Golf Cart. Like when you hear this, it's going to make you want to hit the golf ball so hard that when you go find your golf ball, it ain't going to have no words on it. It's just going to be solid white because you knock the words off of it.
Nice, love it. It's that driving range motivation. We all need it.
That's what I do, man. I get tired of listening to everybody else's songs. I want to hear my own stuff, prepare my own stuff to get ready to go into battle.
Very, very cool. Let's talk about that musical influence you mentioned at the beginning. Texas, and just kind of for everyone who's outside of Texas or doesn't know, explain to them, you know, Chopped and Screwed and that type of music and the Houston, Texas hip-hop scene and how that inspired you. Just give everyone kind of a little background for the outsiders.
Man. Okay, so down in Houston, we have a culture called the DJ Screw, and it's all it is slowed down music. It can be anything from some Tupac to a freestyle. I mean, he even did one of Phil Collins' that song "I Can Feel It Coming in the Air Tonight" or whatever it's called.
Right. Yeah, classic.
He even did one to that, but it's just Chopped and Screwed. But having a Houston soul, you got to know how to freestyle. Everybody in Houston knows how to freestyle. I mean, look at Megan Stallion. The number one female rapper out right now. And she, anytime you turn on a microphone, she gonna kill it every single time with her freestyle skills. So women and men, old, young, if you know how to freestyle, you probably came from Houston.
Love that. I like the freestyle aspect to your game as well, too. It's an interesting kind of parallel in terms of that creativity that you need, not only in hip hop when you're rapping, but as well as on the golf, that ability to think creatively and have different swings and different shots in your arsenal, that I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand. You know, how has your game changed, like, since you started playing? Are you kind of more of a, like, bomb guy, or are you kind of finesse around the greens? How do you get it done?
I'm beginning right now. I'm preparing for the Texas State Open, which is going to be July 28th to the 31st here in Tyler, Texas at the Cascades. I'll be playing in that.
Love it. Love it. What's the goal for you?
Man, I ain't shooting for nothing less than being better than Tiger Woods. You don't understand how many people have told me I'm crazy for even thinking that type of stuff, but people don't understand that I'm even more crazier, that I would push myself to that limit to achieve that. I don't slack in anything. I give everything 1,001%. There's been times, like last summer when I was practicing, I practiced from like 8 o'clock in the morning to about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And like, people be telling me, man, you need to stay home. Like, you dehydrated and stuff like that. I don't skip a day. I got a net in the backyard.
That so when Tyler, Texas heat too. Yeah, I know. I've seen you making swings on the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a net in the backyard. So when I'm not at the course of the driving range, I'm out there on my net. The game never stops. And when I'm not doing that, I'm watching film.
And props to everyone out there who's hitting a net. I am, but you're not even using a mat. You're just going right off the dirt. You're really roughing. I appreciate that. You're simulating the
trick. I'm going to tell you something. That's a trick. That's a trick that I learned. I used to hit out the grass all the time, but I got to where I like instant feedback, and you know, you can feel that difference when you pure a ball out of the sand versus out the grass. You know, sometimes you can hit it fat or thin and it still go pretty good. In the sand, you can't miss. You got to be perfect. And so, like, a lot of times I practice hitting out of the dirt. That way I make sure I keep up that pure striking ability.
Good tips indeed. I like that. So again, it's tiger.hoods.903 on IGs where I found you. Let's get into some quick shots now and some kind of random things that I found from following you. We got to get back to grandpa and a couple videos you posted on IG. So I got to know, first of all, there's some really funny moments you posted, and I'll let everyone go watch the videos themselves. But is he always getting himself into trouble in the trees like that? Or is he usually in the fairway? Where does he spend most of his time?
I'm going to tell you something about my grandpa, man. My grandpa is one of them type of people that for some reason he always goes in the trees, but if he ever gets out and gets that golf ball on that green, you are in trouble, because the man can putt from anywhere. I've seen it 1,001 times, dude. This dude is making butter.
That is deadly, man. I was always the shortest kid off the tee growing up playing in tournaments, but I was the best putter. You can make up a lot of ground real quick when your game's like that.
Oh, that's for sure. Most definitely. But yeah, he's pretty, I mean, my grandpa, he's like 67 years old. So for him to be able to go out there and still be able to like practice and play with me, like there's a lot of days that he don't play. He just goes out there and watch me practice during my practice rounds and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's my biggest thing for me, because, man, that man saved everything that he ever had and gave everything that he ever did for me to make this. And that's all I want to do is get back to him.
Very cool, man. That's a great, great sacrifice on his end. And you're right, golf is such a lifelong game. I know someone that you paid attention to on social media as well, who we interviewed here recently, Tanner Beard. He's an actor and a golfer, and he's got a grandpa who is like 90-something years old and can still shoot like under 80. It's amazing, man, what you can do.
Shout out to Tanner, too. He just hit me up. He used one of my songs in one of his videos on Instagram, and then we emailed each other and I sent him some of my unreleased songs so he could check them out.
Nice. He's a great contact, my man. Stay in touch with Tanner for sure. We're going to be doing some more content with him too. Let's talk about golfers as well that are on tour like right now. Tell me, obviously we're watching everything that Tiger does. He tries to get towards 18 majors, and he's really resurrected his career winning the Masters last year. But just talk about, you know, who you watch in terms of the pros, like who are some of your favorite golfers on tour that you like to follow right now?
Well, okay, I'm gonna start. I break my favorite players down by club, I guess you can say. Irons, I absolutely love to watch Tommy Fleetwood. I design my swing around Tommy Fleetwood because he's not a bowed wrist player. I can bow my wrist, but it don't feel natural. So I'm a flat wrist player, and he is probably one of the best iron players to me. I think he's like definitely good. And then driver, I mean, everybody has to go with Rory McIlroy. He's the most accurate and he's the longest. Wedges, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I like everybody, but I think I still like Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, he still always takes that category because it's not as physically demanding. And then putting, man, it's a tough one.
That's a tough one. My answer used to be Jordan Spieth on that one, but that's changed in the last couple of years.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. I kind of like it's hard for me to make a decision on that one because there's so many going. When the putter's rolling, though, I like Matthew Wolf, but I definitely think that Ricky Fowler is probably one of the best putters.
Oh, yes. Yeah, good in terms of being a hot putter, Ricky, for sure. And I'll tell you, one of my highlights being down here in Austin is going to that match play every year. If you're able to get yourself down here to Austin, we'll have a great time here, man, because that's a fun tournament to go to. I got to see Tiger versus Rory head-to-head last year.
When they flooded the fairway?
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Great Saturday night. Yeah, definitely. That's a fun term to be at if you can make it, for sure. The couple other things I wanted to ask you about is a question we ask all of our guests. I know you play a lot of rounds. You're in Texas heat, so I know how hot it is when you finish 18 holes. Now, on this podcast, our favorite hole is the 19th hole because you got to get into the clubhouse. Get yourself a meal, you know, get yourself a drink, whatnot, and, you know, settle down. What's your go-to order, like, if you're going to get a meal and a drink after the round?
Most likely either, because I don't know what it is, but my grandfather, he absolutely loves barbecue. So 90 times out of 100, we're probably going to stop at some hole-in-the-wall fast food or, like, some hole-in-the-wall barbecue joint, get a chopped beef sandwich. And something to drink, but as y'all all know, I am the Gatorade sipper.
That's right. So he would be on brand for sure. I get it. And actually, that's a perfect segue. So what we're going to do is we're going to go out and we're going to end this interview. We're going to play Gatorade Sipper for everyone. Again, it is Tiger Hoods. It's tiger.hoods.903 on IG. Thanks again, Justin, my man, for hopping on. Look forward to doing more content from you and looking forward to playing those new songs as well when they come out. All right.
Okay, thank you very much for this opportunity as well. Man. Hey, I will be, and I was going to also say that here in the future, I'm going to get ready to start shooting visuals for my song. So put a video out there for everybody to see what the heck I'm talking about, how are we really living.
Absolutely. And my one idea from you before we sign off is I think there's definitely a spot for you. I know if you put out like a little 8 or 16 bar verse surrounding like some of these bigger tournaments during the golf season, you did like a little quick eight or 16 regarding like a major coming up or the Ryder Cup or a tournament on tour, that could get a lot of traction with your audience. So hopefully I see something like that from you.
Can I give a shout out real fast?
Absolutely. We want a shout out.
Man, I want to give a shout out to my brothers that stay on the K. That's Lil E, King, CJ, Chance, and my boy Mark, my boy Rich, and I also got another best friend named Carlos. Man, these dudes have been staying on me to make sure that I keep going with this. And without them, oh yeah. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Hopefully this opens the door to many more.
Absolutely, my man. You have a good one. We'll talk soon.
All right, you too.
That interview with Tiger Hoods is thanks to our friends at Desert Fox Golf, the makers of the Phone Caddy. It's a one-of-a-kind phone holder for golfers designed to mount right onto the golf cart. Phone Caddy works seamlessly with almost any phone model, and it Velcros onto the cart in seconds. Keep your yardage and scoring apps at your fingertips, change music, answer calls and texts, and more, all with the Phone Caddy. It's the most functional way to keep your phone safe and ready on the course at all times. Not only is the Phone Caddy a great gift for any golfer, it can be a great gift to give at golf events or buddy golf trips of all kinds. And now you can save an extra 20% off your purchase with the promo code COURSEOFLIFE. They have a whole bunch of different colors and options, so you can make the Phone Caddy your own. Again, you can get your Phone Caddy today with the promo code COURSEOFLIFE to get 20% off at DesertFoxGolf.com. Again, that's promo code COURSEOFLIFE at DesertFoxGolf.com.
I'm Tiger Hood. I'm Tiger Hood. I like that. Thank you.
bag at the course, and I'm working on my game. So I'm one pencil driver, about to knock it out the frame. My driver telling me, cause I'm playing made, just chilling in the shade. That's a nice parfait. Now I'm back in my zone with another golf song. Foster Creek is what I call my throne. So pass me the crown and call me the king. Let me lay the blueprint so you know what I pin. It's always been my dream to play on tour. That's why every day I gotta work on my score. You can try to play like me, but you won't get close. My very first putter was a telling me ghost. This is my show, now you can call me the host. And I really hate the brave, but I think I need a boast. Check out my pace, here's a still meter. I got the T-box, I'm just trying to be the leader. I don't give a warning, I don't ever use a blinker. They say cool off until the turn on the sprinkler. I'm married to the game, you can check the little finger. I hit the draw, power fade, or a tiger stinger. I took the elevator, y'all took the stairway. Shout out to my brother that stay on the K. What's up, Lil E, King, 10 CJ. I gotta show the world, I'm the new golf pro. When I'm not at the course, I'm at the studio. You gotta have faith, plant your seed, it'll grow. That's why I love golf, it's a one-man show. I like to talk my talk, but I really like action. This a new thriller, shout out to Mr. Jackson. Every time I step out, you know the camera start flashing. I need to pay out so I can go ahead and cash. You can catch me at the range putting in this work. I'm about to let them know I'm the coldest on the earth. When I beat you, don't get your feelings hurt. My number one goal is to raise my net worth. And why do that? I'ma stay sucker free. You can never pick my shade, I can buy my own tree. The smoke's on the clear, I think I can see that I'm the new face, I'm MVP. I'm going everywhere, I'm at the WGC. My music is the IV, my skills are the needle. I was taught to go hard to the rail, blow the whistle. I'ma tee it up, then bless it straight down the middle. I need a lot of money and the fame, just a little. I had to paint the picture, you can call me Picasso. I had to pay the cost, so I'm just trying to be the boss though. Not where I'm at, I just gotta be the boss. So I'm the Gatorade sipper, golf cart tipper. I'm zipping up the game, don't get caught in the zipper.
Y'all gon' give me my respect. I'm about to step all on y'all neck. I'm the Gatorade sipper. Golf cart tipper.
And that was Gatorade Sipper from Tiger Hoods. Maybe Tiger Hoods wants to be our official podcast rapper.
Oh, yeah. The invite's out for sure. We're already talking about some future content. First off, favorite Gatorade flavor, by the way. I forgot to ask him this. We'll get him on the live for it, though.
I mean, red.
It's classic. I'm always going red. Am I dating myself? Am I so old just to say freaking original lemon lime? How lame is that? Isn't it? It's just kind of a lame answer, but
I mean, that's very football player.
It is, yeah. So shout out to Tiger.
Lime and blue. That's very football.
Yeah, it is. The Gatorade sipper indeed. Yeah, I gave him some ideas. Like I mentioned, I think the one that would be gold on social media is he should do like a weekly, like just a one verse, like rap about what's going on in the tournament or maybe what happened in the tournament. You know, maybe we can throw that on the podcast or something like that. Like, I just feel like that kind of content, there's definitely a hole there that's missing, like some really relevant, like hip hop sports related content. Definitely could be an angle for Tiger Hoods. Be some gold material on social media.
Yeah, I like the idea.
Yeah,
let's make it happen. Another thing we're making happen, you're making happen, really, because all you is our brand new Playcation series.
That's right. Hashtag COL Playcation. That's what we're going with. Keep it nice and brief. And Playcation meaning play, golf, and vacation. It's, you know, the two things that you and I love. If we can combine the two, it's an amazing life, right? So our goal is to basically, for the golfers in our audience out there, to showcase different places around the country, in my area, in your area, where it's easy for people to go stay and play. Get out and do quick 1-2 day trips. You know, the landscape of travel is going to change a lot. This first trip that I'm doing right now for the Playcation series is no flight at all. I'm just taking a quick drive down to San Antonio, and I'm going to showcase a really cool resort. It's the Hyatt Regency Hill Country in San Antonio. So you're going to see a lot of content from me on social media there this week. But yeah, look out for some videos, some tips, some guidelines for how you can travel safely and whatnot. And I look forward to kind of shining a light on this resort. And man, Mike, how about we just make this a regular thing? You know,
go, I'm all for that.
Just be our full-time gig, right?
Like you listening and you want us to go to your resort,
yeah,
hit us up.
That's right. Yeah, hit us up on Instagram or Twitter if you want us to be part of your resort as well, too. So again, the Playcation series, it starts this week. I posted a little bit and I'll post a blog on Patreon this week as well, too. So check out our Course of Life Patreon and more content coming there as well for my trips. Should be fun. Looking forward to teeing it up.
Let's hashtag always end with food. Brought to you by Restelli's.
Yeah, Restelli's meats shipped to you. High quality, responsibly sourced meats, individually packaged and shipped directly to you. Again, I don't know if you saw this, Mike. I'm hearing more about another meat shortage. I don't know if I'm just going crazy in the head right now, but if you want to avoid the grocery store trip and just have the meat sent to you, GOLF10 is the promo code for 10% off of all purchases. It's Restelli's.com, RASTELLIS.com, GOLF10, the promo code. Obviously, it was July 4th weekend, so we got to do a quick little recap of the dominance of Joey Chestnut that just continued. Joey. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but 75 hot dogs ate in 10
minutes for Joey Chestnut, my official nickname for him, the GOAT of GOATs.
I get sick just thinking about it.
It's insane to watch him take down those hot dogs. It's two hot dogs at a time. So he takes them out of the bun, just the two meat hot dogs at a time, dunks the bun in water, and then just shoves the bun down by itself. That's the Chestnut method. It's tried and true. I think it's like 13 out of 14 now, or 14 out of the last 15 competitions he's won. An insane run. They did it socially distanced. They only had five guys up there. They had plexiglass material. Everyone was wearing masks. It was extremely safe in a weird environment, indoor, undisclosed location. But the Chestnut dominance continues. I don't think – did you have 75 hot dogs over the weekend? I had like, what, maybe three or four, and I felt like –
I don't think I've had a hot dog in about a month.
Oh, man. You're missing out because they were good on the grill this weekend.
They usually are.
I took our cheese dip. We did a little chili con queso. I made some hot dogs, and I was just like, well, screw it. I'm just going to take this chili con queso and just throw it right in the hot dog. Just doing a Tex-Mex chili cheese dog. So I had that this weekend. Good times on the grill for July 4th. And happy birthday to our country.
Indeed.
All right. I think that's a wrap on this week's Course of Life. Appreciate everyone for joining again. Follow the Instagram for the Playcation series. Lots of content coming on Patreon, and a great interview this week with Tiger Hoods, and another great one coming up next week to look forward to. For Michael, I'm Alex. Everyone have a good week.
Riding in a golf cart, we'll push start. It ain't about the dog, but the size of the heart. I gotta move smart, yeah, I gotta stay low. They heard I'm on fire, but they don't want the smoke. All I need is one shot, like I'm driving par 4. I got a GoPro, you drive for a show. And you put for a door, that's how you keep the score low. That's how you make the stairs grow. One monkey don't ever stop the show. I had to let them know, I had to wake them up. I had to drain the ball in the heart of the cup. They start talking low when they see me pull up. Get it out the mud, 4x4, ain't getting stuck or running out of luck. I need a big truck with a big old wheel. When I show up, put them out in they fields. We just want the bag, so send the deal. Make sure you secure it. Vacuum seal, don't worry about the haters. Count your paper, they'll find out. Sooner or later, I'm slanging the irons. I'm swinging my driver, I'm the coldest in the game. I'm just no sliders, I'm always in range. You might think I'm a sniper when I send the word. You'll think I'm a typer. I'm good in all the hoods, don't forget the tiger. Just give me some room, please let me in. Don't never lay up, always tag the pin. Rain or snow, you gotta get that in. I don't ever need a mulligan or need to drop the bottom. Teaches things you can't learn at the top. Please open up the top, then open up the shop. Sun hitting the fade like I'm riding in the drop. I'm making it rain like I'm growing cops. I'm staying out the way, ain't never like cops. My short game of fire, I can't be stopped. I don't see you in the picture, which means you're crap. See me rolling big, can't hang with the gang. Only thing on my mind is making birdies drain. I'ma say it again, man, I feel my own lane. Coming straight from Texas, so you know I got a swing. You can come and take a hoods or call me the king. I came with the drip like I'm coming out the sink. I'm knocking out the course like I'm signing top rank. Everywhere you can cash, so take it to the bank.